A new bill is being considered in New Jersey that could make it the first state to ban the sale of menthol cigarettes. San Francisco passed a similar law last year. The American Cancer Society says menthols have a cooling sensation that masks the effect of smoke. But the New Jersey Food Council, a retail group, says the ban would hurt businesses like convenience stores, where menthol cigarettes make up to 35% to 40% of the store's total sales. Jonathan Folds is a professor of public health sciences and psychiatry at Penn State University. Professor Folds, remind us the difference between menthol and regular cigarettes.
The two kinds of cigarettes are very similar. The main difference is that the menthol that's added stimulates cold receptors, and it means that it reduces the harshness of the cigarette smoke, including the harshness of the nicotine. We believe that particularly in situations where people have been forced to reduce the number of cigarettes they smoke per day, perhaps due to high taxes or, you know, clean indoor air laws that limit where you can smoke, sometimes what they have to do then is they try and inhale more smoke per cigarette. And the menthol actually seems to make that easier to do, because as you try and inhale more and larger puffs, if you're smoking regular cigarettes, that can give a harsh sensation. The menthol cools it down and makes it easier to do that.
But menthol is an additive. It's a flavor. So when in 2009, the FDA prohibited tobacco companies from selling flavors of cigarettes because they tasted better, they were more tempting, especially for younger smokers. Why wasn't menthol included?
I think the main reason was that of all the flavors that people had added or thought of adding to cigarettes, menthol was the one with by far the largest market share. So in a sense, it meant that the tobacco companies would kick up a big fuss and object very strongly, and they probably did when this was being considered. And so this was given a pass, and it was to be decided by a committee and by the Food and Drug Administration. In fact, both the expert advisory committee and the FDA's own report both came to the conclusion that menthol added to cigarettes has a negative effect on public health.
Yeah, well, and there are some other issues here. They're racial and socioeconomic, because studies show that menthol cigarette marketing disproportionately targets minority and low-income communities.
Yes, and it seems when you look at the kind of the epidemiological data, any group in society that has less cash in their pocket to spend is more likely to smoke cigarettes. So, for example, young people, teenagers included, are much more likely to start on menthol cigarettes. Minorities in the United States are much more likely to smoke menthol cigarettes. Women are more likely to smoke menthol cigarettes. It's hard to tell to what extent that's due to targeted advertising or what the particular reason is, but it's a clear trend.
Well, and where are we on cigarette smoking? Do you know the percentage of Americans who are still smoking and where the biggest regions are where they are?
Regular cigarette smoking, it's now about 15% in the United States. It's been coming down steadily, but very, very gradually. Many of us in public health believe that it really is time to take more assertive steps to get it, you know, lower still, because every year we delay causes more and more people to start smoking and more people to die of smoking-caused illnesses.
Yeah. Well, but what do you do if you ban it in one state? Won't someone just go to the next state?
Yes, that's a distinct possibility. But what it does do is it puts the idea in the other states' mind for the legislators to consider, just like we've seen with increases in cigarette tax. And somebody's got to take the leap first. I'm glad that New Jersey's doing it.
And the FDA was considering a ban on menthols in 2013. Some U.S. senators tried again last August. What are they running up against? Is it just the lobbying effort of the industry? Or is it, as we're seeing in New Jersey, small grocery owners who know that a lot of the things that they sell to people coming in to get cigarettes, who will then buy maybe a couple of, you know, sodas and a sandwich? Is it just this pushback?
I think it's partly the pushback, and it's partly, you know, from the industry and even these small business owners, their organized efforts to oppose these kind of positive changes are largely backed by the tobacco industry. But it's also the fact that the evidence is complicated. It's not the case that, you know, menthol causes cancer or any direct harms to health. Rather, it seems to make the uptake of smoking more easy for young people, which is a serious thing. It seems to make cigarettes more addictive, perhaps because it makes it easier to inhale more nicotine. And so that leads to long-term health effects. But because the evidence is a bit complicated and the effects are indirect, it's not as easy to show it with certainty, especially if you're challenged in court by the tobacco industry.
Jonathan Folds, Professor of Public Health Sciences and Psychiatry at Penn State. Professor Folds, thank you.
Thank you.
And by the way, he tells us, yes, the rate of cigarette smoking is falling 15%, but he has concerns about the increasing marijuana use and the health issues there. So we'll take that up another day.